1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's Thursday, August 3rd. Joining us on the phone line with Stratford Festival, it's Ann Swerdfeger once again. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Ann, it's good to check in. We got the long weekend coming up, and it looks like more shows opening up with Stratford Festival, especially one that features, can we say a monster, or is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. Absolutely. Yeah, last night I saw the first dress rehearsal for Frankenstein Revived, which is, it's just beautiful. I remember years ago seeing The Overcoat on CBC. It's by was created by Morris Panych, and that is who has created Frankenstein Revived for us here at the festival. And they're beautiful movement pieces, almost ballets, but not ballets at all. Gosh, they're gorgeous. This is so beautiful, and it features all of our amazing dancers, and it's at the Avon stage, and I sat there just in absolute awe at the beauty of this. Come and see Frankenstein Revived. That starts previews on August 6th.
Okay, and on the flip side of the coin, we've got a show that has been on stage in Stratford, but many years back, coming back to Stratford.
Yeah, tonight I'm going to see the first dress rehearsal for Les Belles Sœurs, the Michel Tremblay play that changed the sort of face of French-Canadian theater in this country, and also sort of opened other the eyes of people around the world to Canadian theater. I'm really looking forward to seeing this one. It stars Lucy Peacock and Shauna McKenna. It's going to be incredible, and that's going to be on the festival stage. So I don't have a lot to say about it right now, but I sure will after tonight, so we'll have to talk about that in the coming weeks. But that starts previews August 8th, so I think people are really going to want to get out to get a sneak peek of it.
Oh, for sure.
And that leaves only one other show to open at the festival, and that's Love's Labor's Lost. That isn't starting previews until the end of August. So we're still not fully open. You can believe that.
That's the beauty of it.
We've had such amazing shows all year, and we've had people coming back to the theater for the first time as we try to recover from that pandemic shutdown. It's been a really great year, I think.
And it's been great not only having, of course, the crowds in the audience, but just people commenting on the shows, how much they have enjoyed these performances.
Yeah, it's really been so gratifying to hear the buzz around town.
And more concerts coming up. We've got a special one for August 14th.
Yes, Dana Manning, of course, just had her beautiful concert on the Tom Patterson stage. And there's another one that's going to be there, and that's Ron Sexsmith. So aren't we fortunate in Stratford to have these amazing musicians who can come and entertain us in their hometown and our hometown?
Oh, and Ron Sexsmith is such a great, great performer. And it's so wonderful to have him in Stratford as a Stratfordite and performing with the Stratford Festival. So get your tickets for that August 14th, and we have a very celebrated author that will be in town.
Yeah, this one's a little further off this month, towards the end of August, but Margaret Atwood is coming to do a whole series of forum events. So I think people should think about whether they want to see her, because of course they will, and plan ahead and book some tickets to see her. She's going to talk to a number of different people. She's going to talk to Sam White, the director of Wedding Band, that beautiful piece that's on at the Tom Patterson right now. She's going to speak to Mona Awad, Naomi Alderman, Emma Donoghue, another amazing author who lives just down the road in London and has had such incredible fame. So I think it's time to think about whether you want to see Margaret Atwood, and if you do, you better book early.
Oh, highly recommended to book early, absolutely. And and just before we let you go, as they say, if you got no plans for the long weekend, and in case you missed this amazing 22 production of Richard III, you can check it out on a small screen this weekend.
That's right, Richard III, starring Colin Fiore, directed by Anthony Cimolino. The play that opened the Tom Patterson Theater is going to be on CBC this weekend, Saturday at 8 o'clock. It's also on CBC Gem. So you can stream it at your in your own free time, but if you've got a little opening 2 hours on Saturday evening, tune in, see Richard III. What an incredible performance it was. And it was one of those thrilling moments in Stratford history, opening the Tom Paterson Theatre, but also with such an incredible production that was really hailed all around. The New York Times loved it, all the papers loved it, everybody, and the audiences were so enthralled by it. Colin Feore just gave a really magnificent performance, all the cast around him. My goodness, the women. I want to see Lucy Peacock and Shauna McKenna again, addition to Les Belles Sœurs. See them in Richard III on CBC this weekend.
Yeah, an all-star cast, of course, featuring Colin Feore. We'll share the links and details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com. And Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Go to stratfordfestival.ca. That's the website to pick up tickets for all these great events and more. And thanks so much and have a great long weekend.
Thank you. You too. It's been good talking to you. I'll be working, seeing all these incredible dress rehearsals and getting some photos taken. So I have a busy long weekend of theater ahead of me.
Enjoy.